You are listening to Right Back At Ya, the Noughties Pop Music Podcast, with myself, the OG Frankie Stan, Joel Babington, and his resume says he's a bad girl, David Lim.
Hello, hello.
Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm all fired up and I feel alive, JB.
Oh, I need that on an IV drip. How are you? What's going on? Where are you at?
I'm really good, Joel. Look, I'm appreciating the good weather, and it seems like, you know, life is slowly returning to normal, or a new normal anyway. I'm just appreciating just taking a bit of time to catch up with friends individually, including yourself, going to a park and just, you know, being with nature. Like, I don't think I've caught up with friends in a park so often in my life, and I'm loving it.
Yes, exactly. And like you say, it's a beautiful day. So what a beautiful day for us to be trapped inside. Me inside this stuffy wardrobe. Look, you got to call 999 if I pass out. I've started a new job over the last few weeks.
Yes.
And it has been full on. But, you know, it's a weird time. I haven't been working, you know, since everything happened. So I am happy to be working. But you know what, David? I'm even happier to be here remotely talking pop music with you. To quote High School Musical, we're all in this together. And I mean that seriously. But, David, do you want to read us a lovely 5-star review?
So, guys, thank you again so much for your support of Right Back At Ya and for sharing it with your pop music loving friends. Okay, so this one is by Patch with a peace sign emoji. I did not know you could even do that for your username. So, Patch, you are way ahead of us.
Well done, Patch.
The subject heading says, I'm here for this. This is such a fun podcast! Exclamation mark. Loved your references from Topshop to Little Woods and even Kimberly's collab with Regatta Coats. I was crying with a laughing crying emoji that's tilted to one side. Because now we have two types.
Well, look, cheers to Patch and cheers to Kimberly. Thank you.
Cheers to Kimberly. Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Patch.
And cheers to you, Joel.
And cheers to you, David. Cheers. Now, the reason why we read out that review is because we're going to sync up to a previous episode and we're going to do a sequel. Look, you've read the title. You've heard the intro. You already know who we're doing today.
This is why you're here.
David, who are we doing today?
We are doing the Saturdays Part 2. Now, this is unprecedented for Right Back At Ya because we're a noughties pop music podcast, which means, you know, sometimes we start in 1998 or 99, but that's really the most we would go out of the year 2000 in that decade. But today, we are time traveling further than we have ever before. We are entering a new decade, the 2010s, just because you guys wanted it. Like, you asked for it.
Yeah.
So we're giving the gays everything they want.
Yes, this one's for you.
This one's for the Saturdays, really.
Is that a real thing, or did you just come up with that?
No, I definitely did not coin that term. I've seen that floating around Twitter before. So, yeah, the Saturdays are a real Illuminati tribe. I can tell you that for sure.
So, David, the Saturdays Part 1, you know, it was like Grease 1. It's just Saturdays. And then here we are in the Grease 2 of our podcast, and I mean that as the highest compliment, the Saturdays Part 2. Where did we leave off?
So the last time we spoke about the Saturdays, we finished off with Higher, and that kind of felt like the dawn of a new era for the Saturdays. So this episode, we're going to see, literally, like, I feel like this is peak Saturdays for me.
We're going to cover my favourite Saturday song today.
Oh!
I don't know if I said I had a favourite one in the last one, but in this episode, this is my overall favourite.
This is favourite full stop, ultimate. Okay, great. So here we are in 2011, which Right Back At Ya has never been before.
Happy New Year, darling.
This was such an exciting year in pop music. Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger, LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem, Rihanna, Calvin Harris, We Found Love, J-Lo, On The Floor, Britney's Femme Fatale era. Like,
oh my
we
God.
Were feasting.
Pop was firmly back.
You know, lots has happened since that first Saturday's episode we did. We did a Kelly Rowland episode after that, and we finished off in 2009 when Kelly had When Love Takes Over. And that was a monumental shift in pop culture as well, because then now we're starting to see the kind of fusion of dance music and club music mixed with pop hooks and R&B vocals and R&B inflections. So everything has taken us from that point to where we are now in 2011, and we're going to pick up with the Saturdays in this whole new era that really would suit them very, very well.
What a way to kick things off with the Saturdays, Notorious.
Yes.
Actually, a lot of this is kind of not new discovery for me, but it wasn't as prominent for me when it came out. I think I'd just come back from working on the crew, so I'd kind of been out of the country for a year. So then coming back, it takes you a while to catch up with pop culture. So a lot of this kind of flew by me a little bit. But these next two songs, I just remember always being on at GAY Bar, and it's always a fun time. Boy, beware. I got a record and I'm known for my style. And everybody knows my name here. I'm the head of game here. Pleasure and the pain, yeah. Because my resume says I'm a bad girl. Oh, so baby, look in my eyes. This song is an absolute banger, and what a brilliant lead single of an album.
Initially, the thing that got me cringing a little bit was the lyric, I'm an outlaw, I'm a big boss, I'm a gangster. I'm like, Huns, you're not gangsters. Like, the most aggressive thing any of these girls would do is cut in front of you in a self-service queue at Boots.
I don't think they dare. I think they're polite girls. I think they seem like lovely, polite girls.
Now, with a bit of time through it, I can just go, okay, like, it's a character. Like, it's not that deep, guys.
It's not that deep, David. And look, these next two songs, like, we're giving the gays everything they want. They were giving the gays everything
they want. They were, indeed, yes.
So what I love about the music video, David, is that you get a beginning, middle, and end. Now, you're going to start off, you're getting your lift to work. We have a hard day at work. Then, for the big finale, office drinks. This is how, like, work drinks is when I'm in charge of the playlist. It pops off. And watching it today reminded me of, do you remember when we gate crashed Alex's work drinks and we were dancing around? We were intoxicated.
Joel, I loved it when, like, we just started putting our music on, and then slowly, bit by bit, people were leaving. And then before you know, it's just the three of us, like, absolutely swishing our heads back and forth to Out of Your Mind.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Someone was trying to talk to me, and Will of Ford's I Wanna Be Bad came on, and I went, sorry, I've got to go. This is my song.
And it's like, Joel, there's only three of us here. Where are you going?
On the table.
Honestly, this video for Notorious, like, this is the best sexy corporate pop star moment we've had since the Sugar Babes did Push the Button. Am I right?
You are right. And then we'll get again until Nadine's Go to Work.
I just love the Saturdays rubber stamp. Like, I remember that in the music video and I go, how do I get one of those? Like, do you know, like, a couple of years ago, Mutia got the rights for Sugar Babes, but only with stationery?
Yeah.
Imagine if the Saturdays had their own branded stationery that came out with this rubber stamp, letterheads,
yeah,
branded pens that you get from the dentist, like that, you know, with the Saturdays on it, Notorious.
Mm.
That's the Office Works range I needed from the Saturdays with this.
Now, look, if Una takes, you know, Adam and Peter to court, we're sorry, guys. We didn't mean to give her such a great idea. This song got a lot of comparisons to, like, the Black Eyed Peas and stuff at the time. I'm not sure if I see that comparison personally.
The Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling, had auto-tune effect that was really in at the time again.
It's been in since the year 2000.
Exactly, since Cher did it for Believe, right? You know, I see the Saturdays being compared to this, but really, if you break it down structurally, this feels like a classic Saturdays track. You know, you've got the slinky metronomic beats that you love from Up, but just a little bit more upgraded. Do you know what I mean?
I do, David. I love it when you talk technical about music. I'm already hallucinating in this wardrobe. Look, as I'll say, we're available to appear on other podcasts as well. They should just put us on every podcast and we'll just fake, like, we know whatever, like, murder mystery podcast, everything. We'll just get it on there. You
we'll
know,
just wing
business
it.
Tech.
Financial Times, we are available. Littlewoods, if you want to launch a podcast.
Oh, my God. Littlewoods and Matalan through the years. hosted. I mean, that's more of a natural fit for us.
And then I just want to say, before we leave the single, Joel, we are very blessed with Notorious to have the incredible B-side, Not That Kind of Girl, which is my favorite Saturday's B-side. And, you know, when I'm doing my DL1, you know, we do our fictitious albums that we pretend we're pop stars.
Yes, I do. We need to add them to the Right Back At Your playlist. So everyone can listen to DL1, JB1. I'm up to JB3, by the way.
I mean, I'm still perfecting my first album, but, you know, in my make-believe world when I'm a pop star, Not That Kind of Girl is going to be a very strong third single.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
David, brilliant song for the Saturdays. What a way to kick off the episode. Shall we talk about the chart positions?
Yes, absolutely. Go for it, Joel.
The girls are back. In Ireland is at number 19, Romania 71, 8 in Scotland and the UK, and this surprising one, South Korea 164.
Yes, come on, South Korea. We've never had this before on a podcast, have we?
Yeah, is this our first ever South Korea chart?
I think so.
Maybe this is just what life's like in the 2010s. South Korea stats.
We need to cover the 2010s more now, just for that. Just so we can read out stats on the Gaon charts.
Okay, shall we move on to the next incredible single we're going to chat about today?
Now, this one is a defining banger, a true career highlight for our girls. And we are, of course, here at September 2011, talking about All Fired Up. In my head against the speaker, singing blow my mind, DJ blow my mind, in my head to the speaker, singing blow my mind, DJ blow my mind. All fired up, I feel alive, all fired up, I feel alive, all fired up, I feel alive, I feel alive, I feel alive, all fired up, I feel alive, all fired up, I feel alive.
Now look, when we can go out again, this is what I want to be dancing to.
I want to put my head to the speakers and say, DJ, blow my mind. At We Love Pop Club, of course.
Yes.
Is this the favourite song we're going to talk about in this episode for you, Joel?
No, not for me, just for our community.
Oh, you mean for the gays?
The gays.
Oh, wow. Thank you, The Saturdays, for your contribution to LGBT pop culture experience with All Fired Up. They deserve an attitude award just for this, like, honestly.
Yes, Gay Times Honoree Awards. We can accept it on their behalf if they're unavailable.
Well, you know, like, just this week, three of the Saturdays caught up in a park. Frankie, Una, and Molly, right?
Exactly.
As my friend liked to call it, the Wednesdays in that picture.
So, this is a hot song, and I've got H-A-W-T, hot song.
And this is the Saturday's first Xenomania record. This isn't like a typical Xenomania record that we know it based on our work with Girls Aloud. Like, it's housier. And also, it was co-written with Emenike, who at this point was coming up the ladder, wasn't he?
Shout out to legendary Emenike.
Yes, what a king. Love Emenike.
Also, brilliant video. If you're a Saturdays fan, they are just like giving it to you, you know?
This is the Saturdays opening London Fashion Week.
Episode one was like they are like TV stars, and now they are like cinema stars, you know?
Yeah, it's Spielberg.
Spielberg wishes.
Spielberg, could you do five girls in black attire dancing on water? I think not.
Doesn't have it in him. Doesn't have the range.
She doesn't have the range. I love it.
Those two songs, and this one particularly, is just signature Saturdays. You look back now, this is what you think of.
Mm.
Imagine if this had been on the lead single of VB's Open Your Eyes album era.
Oh Oh my God. Because we know Victoria Beckham for that Lost album. She was kind of going into Danny Minogue's Queen of Clubs terrain. I mean, I don't know if this song would have sounded as good with VB's very rich vocal tones. I think it needed 5 different vocals to give it like light and shade and different experiences. But, you know.
There's a sign up on the door. Don't put your head against the speaker. So, banging, banging track. Hats off to all the team at Fascination and the girls. This song did really well. Top 3 here in the UK and Scotland. Number 6 in Ireland and number 4 on the Euro Digital Song Sales brackets Billboard.
Amazing. And All Fired Up was also the Saturday's 10th top 10 single in the UK, and it stayed in the top 40 for 6 weeks. So well done. You know, I think it could have stayed longer than 6 weeks. I think it deserved a bit more, but we take what we can.
Look, 6 weeks in the charts, a lifetime in our hearts.
Oh, I love that, JB.
Shall we move on to what was actually a new discovery for me? My Heart Takes Over.
Joel.
'Cause if there's a chance we might miss, and if
So, look, David, as I was saying, coming back from working on a cruise ship for a year, David, you had no idea what was going on.
This song has always been a favourite of mine to belt, especially when I'm cooking.
Was our whole time living together a lie? Because I don't recall that. And it's like, if we had just had a bit more time, like, we could have been touring this as a duet. We come to your kitchen, we'll cook, we'll sing.
It's a different kitchen disco experience to Sophia Lispector's.
Yes, this is
we actually cook
back.
For you. Yeah,
we strip back and we cook.
Ainsley Harriott, don't get any ideas about starting to sing.
Oh, Ainsley Harriott should have dropped a single. What a legend! So look, this video for me was like Issues Part 2.
Oh yes, I was gonna say, Joel. We had a few comments from people about, you know, the Littlewoods reference you made with Issues on our first episode.
Oh,
what is the vibe for you? Is it Littlewoods this time or is it something else?
Look, we're back with the Matalan campaign. So this issue, this episode, look, you know how I said before, every single they could have released a clothing range. This is like cinema now. Like we are top tier.
We're not in Littlewoods anymore?
Well, no, it just screamed Matalan to me. I don't know why. But look, this is the only single probably that is going to have a fashion campaign. Everything else is cinema only.
I have to say, out of all the girls, my favourite look is Frankie's because she had the black leather jacket with the kind of fringe that's very cowboy western meets Wham. But underneath it, it's like this coral floaty dress. Like, I just love the clash of textures. Like, whoever's styling this is next level. You know, we are now in John Lewis territory.
Selfridges even. Me and my clothes, we've got options, options, options. Going into this and this era, Una's pregnant here. Oh. So that's why there's kind of like a longer coat and the hat. I don't know why a hat means you're pregnant, but she's got a hat and a longer coat. But she's dedicated to the Saturdays during all this. So absolutely not hats off, hats on.
Look, what a gorgeous music video.
Yeah.
And whenever I think about this song, I really do think about the Icelandic countryside. Because up until this point, I only knew 2 pop stars that shot in Iceland. And that's Sophie Ellis Bextor with Today the Sun's on Us, that was shot in Iceland, Reykjavik, and The Saturdays.
So this song, 15 here in the UK. So is this their first not top 10 hit?
I don't think it's their first non-top 10 hit.
Oh, no, because of work, obviously.
It's kind of buried with the album release, as you
exactly.
say. Like, it's a little bit lost, yeah. People were waiting a week to buy the album, so they weren't rushing out to buy the single.
Definitely. So 15 in that aspect is pretty damn good. 8 in Scotland and 31
Thank
in Ireland.
Scotland.
Thank you, Scotland. Okay, now we're here with the On Your Radar album.
Yes, so this is the Saturday's third album in 3 years. Fourth, if you, like Una, counts headlines as an album.
It's a mini album.
Not an EP, no.
Look, it can be whatever you want it to be. Like Zigga Zigar, it can mean whatever you want it to mean.
Exactly. Who needs labels to define what an album is, other than the criteria that it needs to be a minimum of 9 tracks or 8? But
for the charts, yeah. But look, it's all great content at the end of the day, and we love it. So that's fantastic. So look, they came out with the On Your Radar album. They called it On Your Radar because it's such a significant lyric in All Fired Up. So it's, you know, they're not calling the album All Fired Up, so you've got that confusion, but it's clear enough that you know what it is, you know?
It's a nod, yeah.
It's more than a nod. It's like,
it's a shake of the head. It's a furious shake of the head. Now, shall we talk about the artwork first and foremost? Because this is gorgeous, very clean. We've got very simple portraits of the girls, 5 individuals that they've put together. They appear to be topless, so it's from the shoulders up. Everyone's got really shiny, luminous skin, hair kind of pulled back from the face, very minimalist makeup. It's gorgeous, don't you think? What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Now, look, I think they also did like 5 limited edition covers.
They did, as HMV exclusives, as I realise. Yeah, I think it's a really smart move.
Yeah, they could have all had like a solo exclusive on each one. So you could
Nah, that's cringe. What, like the Pussycat Dolls did with Doll Domination, where the bonus disc had individual tracks. I liked it for the sheer fact that I get to hear the other members of the Pussycat Dolls in that experience.
Introducing.
But I don't know if I want it with the Saturdays.
Yeah, like, you don't need it.
You don't need it. What you end up doing is comparing the songs between each of them and go, which of the 5 girls have the better songs? And you don't need that competition, really.
Taking this album in, what are your thoughts?
I think On Your Radar is probably the Saturday's strongest body of work. It's also the first album to receive a global release. You know, you've got all the great flavours of dance music. We've got some really solid mid-tempos with very strong present vocals. If you just take what Kylie Minogue and what Katy Perry do best in pop music and put it together, this is the album that you would get from a British girl group. You know, they've really understood those strengths and they've brought it together.
There were 2 songs that I just had to talk about quickly. So that song, Faster, every time I've heard it in preparation for this podcast, it sounds to me like that song a little bit. There's elements of it that makes me think I'm going to hear this song. You know, that song that goes, hurry, 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 quick, quick, quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Alexis Jordan song, Happiness.
Yeah, which I guess was around the same time, wasn't
it? It was around the same time. And Autumn Rowe, who wrote that song, writes their next single.
Right.
So we're in the same universe. So I get what you're saying.
Got that song, The Way You Watch Me, and that bloody guy Travi McCoy is back.
Do you now know what a Travi McCoy is after our Kelly Rowland episode?
No, but I'm just assuming, I do, but I don't. I'm assuming it's something for the straight audience. So what were your standouts on this album, David?
The one I enjoy the most is Get Ready, Get Set, which is a mega banger, co-written by The Saturdays and M&EK. Produced by Xenomania. Now this, to me, is a huge bop.
Yeah, yeah, Get Ready, Get Set is on my list of shout-outs. Mm. And then we also have Do What You Want With Me, co-written by actual friend of the podcast, Bryn Christopher.
Yes.
Now, we do have to get Bryn on this podcast at some point. You know, he had his own album out in the noughties with Polydor. He's written with every UK pop star under the sun. Hits with Sigala as a featured
yes,
vocalist.
Yes, that's such a great vocal on that Sigala track. Yes, Bryn, get it.
Bryn, we need to get you on this show. So look, everyone, when you're done streaming our podcast, go and stream MNEK's album and go and stream Bryn Christopher's album, My World. Look, and then also, do you know what I loved as well? Promise Me, I thought was a great album banger as well.
Aside from Faster and Promise Me, I also really love For Myself. Like, this feels like a very classic Saturday's bop, you know, big vocals, banging Eurodance beat. I think this album deserves a lot more than it's gotten, really.
Yeah.
Lots of people that listen to our podcast regularly listen to this album and they glean lots of tracks from it. But please go back and see if you have new favorites on the album, because I have found new favorites on this album from listening to it today. Yeah.
Which we will include on our Saturday's playlist, which you can go and listen to on Spotify now. Well done, girls. This album... It's a silver album here in the UK. Peaked at 23 on the UK album charts, 21 in Scotland and 43 in Ireland.
They did have a tour in December 2011, the All Fired Up tour, to promote the album. It was 14 dates across UK and Ireland.
And it was their first arena tour.
Yes, so it's a very fucking good look.
And Una was pregnant during this tour. So absolute hats on to her for the commitment. Because, you know, just touring is exhausting. Like, I'm hot in this little wardrobe. It's hot. It's draining. So much hard work goes into it.
Well, I've been doing everything. I haven't missed even a day's work since I got pregnant. And I've just been carrying on. And, you know, it has. I'm really lucky. It's been, so far, so good. I've had a really, really good pregnancy so
she's
far.
She's got more energy now for something.
Yeah, I'm really...
Not in those high heels, though.
Oh, no, I've got... No. You should see...
She's got funny little dance shoes that she rocks.
So, literally, you know, well done, Una. And well done, girls, and well done, the team. First arena tour is brilliant. And look, we must say, full circle moment, former S Club Junior and S Club 8 member Aaron Renfrey joins them as the backing dancer on this tour. And as we know, Aaron is killing it as a dancer and a choreographer. So what an amazing gig for all of them, because it's just... friends getting to work together again as well.
And actually, Aaron works with the Saturdays a lot from this point on, right?
From here on out, yeah.
Yeah. And he always seemed to reflect very fondly about his time with the Saturdays.
Go to Jay from S Club Junior's Instagram account. He's just done these one-on-one interviews with all the other members. Really interesting. So Aaron talks a lot about that. And look, Aaron, if you want to come on and talk about S Club Juniors and the Saturdays and your work as a dancer, we're here. So look, big arena tour, great stuff for the girls. What a way to say, look, we're all fired up, we've done an arena tour, Una's now going to have her well-deserved maternity leave, and then let's get planning for a big 2012. Well, a big planning year 2012. There's going to be stuff going on, but then planning and making stuff for 2013, because, you know, plans take time. These things do not just happen.
Indeed. Yeah.
And then mid-2012, we have... May 2012, we have the Saturdays with 30 Days. Pretty soon I'll be coming home.
Oh, So this song, 30 Days, to me always feels like a little bit of a stopgap single.
Yeah, so this is another one that I kind of found out it was a single for this episode. And I think the song's okay. It's actually grown on me a lot in research for this compared to when I first started listening to it to where we are now. But I must say, this is a fab video. We've seen a lot of American-geared music videos starting from Higher, but watching it aesthetically, this could have, it looked like this could have been their plan for the American launch, which it isn't, but it is a fab video. It looks gorgeous. There is great lighting in this music video. We're still seeing this lighting being used now, that sexy neon lighting in a diner thing. It's kind of retro but modern. It's kind of, it was like really big with like films like Drive, and then we're still seeing it now in things like Riverdale use that a lot.
The context of it is really fun because they're doing a speed dating thing in this American diner. Very Sophie Ellis Bextor's I Won't Change You video, but set in an American diner with five girls.
We see some hilarious faces from the girls, which leaves me with the question, where was the Saturday sitcom?
Ooh.
We could have had lots of fun with that. It could have been like Sex and the City meets Girl Band.
Yes.
Unfortunately, because like reality TV and documentary is so big now, and it's obviously so much cheaper, that's what we get. Instead of how we would get Spice World, Miami 7, we'd get films and sitcoms. We now get a reality TV show, which is fabulous. But
yeah, but in 2020, if you were doing this, the girls would do a podcast, wouldn't they? The podcast is the reality TV of this era, really.
Well, Frankie has a podcast. Shout out to Frankie's podcast.
Shout out to Frankie. But do you know what I mean? Like, if they were a girl group in this time, they would do a relationships, kind of dating advice, Sex and the City style, like you said, podcast. And it would be fabulous.
Yeah, because it would be great to have a straight up pop band product that is actually for us, the age we are now, people in their 20s and 30s, not marketed straight for kids. I think there could be something really fabulous in that. We could still have it now. They're still really, like, you know, they that would be fab now.
That would be fab, yeah.
No one would see that. If they drop released a reunion announcement and said, look, and we're also doing a sitcom,
I would want to know what each five of them would say, yeah.
So, yeah, I must say, in terms of, this is technically the lead single of the next album.
Which is wild to me because at the time I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah. So this was, in the UK, this was their only single of 2012.
And it was a number 7 in the UK.
Number 2 in Scotland. And shout out Scotland, if I could do a Scottish accent, I would. 13 in Ireland and 17 on the Euro Digital Song Sales.
So, the rest of 2012 is really interesting because the Saturdays relocate to California to film their reality series / fly on the wall documentary, which is called Chasing the Saturdays.
On E, that's a really big deal.
That is massive. That is a really massive deal.
This January, the Saturdays are coming. The UK's hottest music sensation is taking over America. And when it comes to a music revolution,
we're here for one reason, and that is just to kill it.
I'm really stressing out.
Friends band together.
We're always there for each other.
The Chasing the Saturdays two-night premiere event starts Sunday, January 20th, right after the Courtney and Kim season premiere, part of White Hot Winter.
And in September 2012, it is revealed that they have signed a US record deal with Island Def Jam and Mercury Records, which is massive.
That is a big US offering, and especially of a girl band in this stage of their careers. Now, I'm not saying that as a bad thing. They are in the peak of their careers, but what I mean is they're so established in their home term, and it seems kind of rare that this opportunity would come four albums in, if you include headlines. But why the hell not?
It feels really good to actually see these girls come into their own and also, like, we're with them for the journey.
Yeah. Do you think Precious were the original Saturdays? In terms of, you know, they just weren't given enough push and then they tried to do the US launch too early.
Yeah, they did do some stuff in America because they were signed to Capitol Records. So they did have some stuff, but we can't find it online for some reason. So
Jennifer Frost, tell us the facts. So they, as you said, David, got all this stuff going on in the US, huge, huge stuff. So at the end of 2012, they released their debut US single, What About Us, which is going to have a UK release in March 2013. David, this song is huge. Now, we must say, in the US, it has just a straight-up release with the Saturdays, and then internationally, it has a Sean Paul feature, which I thought was interesting, because is Sean Paul not a big name in the US?
A, I personally like the solo version without Sean Paul, but also B, with him on it, it's not jarring. It actually fits.
Yeah. Again, I think this is one that's really grown on me in the build-up to this episode.
And, you know, that kind of reggae-style swagger that this song has, mixed with, like, really fizzy Eurodance beats, like, it was really unusual.
Because it's also very not something we've heard of the Saturdays before, but also kind of fitting of the Saturdays at the same time.
I don't know. I'm very shocked that this was a big hit personally, but I embrace it.
Yeah, it is funny that this is their UK number one, but also I'm glad because think of how much this all would have cost.
Also, I have to say shout out to Camille, aka Camille Purcell, who wrote this song. This was the first song she placed for an artist as a songwriter. She would go on to do lots of little mixes, really big hits from Shout Out to My Ex, Black Magic, and like, honestly, so many people
Black
that
Magic,
she's...
Black Magic, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So she's written a lot of really big hits, but this was the genesis of Camille's career. So shout out to Camille, because this was a massive moment.
I must say, I think it's a really lovely video. Now, this is very US looking. You can tell this is their debut US single. It's very Fifth Harmony and Nickelodeon adjacent, I would say.
Yes, you've nailed it. Yes.
Thank you.
It was filmed in LA and it's basically like a summery day out with the Saturdays. You know, you're going to a bar playing pool with the Saturdays and then you see them dancing in a football / baseball field. You know, Vanessa's got like one of those American football jerseys on.
Yeah.
And also like Rochelle and Vanessa and Frankie, they all had highlights. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a very summer thing to do. Even though this was a December release, it was escapism, really.
This song, now, maybe it wasn't a huge runaway hit in America, but you can tell that this song had such budget and push that it's flowed through into other ways. We're about to see where it's chart, for instance, where it's charted in the UK, and looking at the countries it's charted in, that is a longer list than the other stats we normally have. So this song was their first UK number one. Hats off, girls, well done. You know, at this point in their career, getting their first UK number one, what an achievement. And I just hope they really felt proud. It's so deserved.
I'm handing you the number one golden envelope.
Come on, Molly.
This is the moment of truth.
This is sickening.
Oh, gosh. This is the first time.
I feel like a little Indian raisin. I'm totally dehydrated right now. Just sweat.
No, I need a drink.
Come on, open it quick.
I'm sorry.
Take your time, Molly. Don't worry.
Here we go.
It's the whole nation. Okay, so the number one.
Number one.
Is.
From the screaming as Justin Timberlake. No, I'm joking.
We did it! We did it! Yes!
She's actually off!
Oh, Molly has changed colour.
Molly's
she's
crying.
Gone fluorescent.
No, it's just the
pink.
Face getting very emotional.
I know.
And there's emotional as well.
Oh, no, no, they're all crying!
Oh, my God!
Stop it!
Oh,
no, I'm stuck crying.
I can't.
You know, we just want to thank so much everyone out there that bought the single and to all our fans that have supported us since, since the very beginning.
Thank you. Seriously.
It means the world to us.
It was also number 14 on the Australia ARIA Hit Seekers. That's our first Australian stat, isn't it, for the girls?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make the Billboard 200, but it did hit number 50 on the US Pop Digital Songs and 27 on the US Hot Dance Club Songs. And it sold about 120,000 in the US anyway, even without being on the Billboard 200, which is absolutely mad. Number one in Scotland, number two in Poland, 27 in New Zealand, six in Ireland, two in Hungary, three on the Euro Digital Song Sales Billboard.
Overall, What About Us sold over 500,000 copies, so it did really, really well for the girls.
And it was gold in Venezuela.
Oh, okay. Come on, Venezuela.
Gold in the UK and gold in Venezuela. Now, guess...
Not everybody has
not
that.
Not everybody has that. Now, guess how many it says copies they've sold to be gold in Venezuela?
20,000.
5,000.
Okay, well, we could... Well, no, we couldn't. No.
Yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Thank
yet.
You, Venezuela. We look forward to seeing you on tour soon. Let's go from that smash hit single and now let's talk about their E television show, Chasing the Saturdays, and their American EP, Chasing the Saturdays. This E reality show was created by Peter Engel. Now, do you know what he's most famous for?
No, tell me.
Being the producer of Saved by the Bell.
What?
Yeah.
Icons only.
Icons only. Now, I want to know what someone's career trajectory is to go from hit scripted kids TV programming to reality. But that is the nature of the beast. I worked on an American reality show and some people were on it were like, I used to be in scripted, but now I work on reality. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get through the day.
In preparation for this episode, I went back and I dived into it. I have to say, the girls perform really well on camera.
They've had a lot of like reality TV documentary spots along the way, and it is a great way for the audience to get to know their characters. And we've had that to introduce them here. So now the US is getting that with obviously a bit more of a US reality polish. I've seen episode one. I watched it on my friend George's Hey You account. She loves all this kind of stuff. So obviously, as you were saying, we know them. So I don't like to see that narrative of like, you've got to work harder and be better to be in the US. And that's me making it very black and white. It obviously isn't like that.
There were a couple of funny bits, like, you know, Molly being utterly convinced that her American accent is really great.
I feel like my American accent sounds a little bit like Britney Spears' accent. Even from hearing the Americans for a few minutes, I've mastered it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, this breakfast is, like, really good.
No.
Babe, that's good.
That's not bad.
Molly seems to think that she's got this American accent thing down.
Sister! I'm not sure why she thinks she's good at it. I think someone maybe told her, oh, that was quite good.
Americans give you loads of compliments over here.
Yeah,
but
just in general.
It's, you know, it's classic reality TV tropes. And also on a more human level, like we're seeing Una juggling being a new mum. They're going through all these things, you know, while being in a pop band.
I cannot imagine what that would be like.
That would have been so tough. But I'm really glad that they showed that side to it because, like, it gave a more human experience to each of the girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, we also saw a cameo from The Wanted, who were promoting in America at this time.
The Wanted were like the big boy band for a minute and the Saturdays were the big girl band. They were kind of like, it seemed like they were paired off a lot, you know.
Mm.
And I think The Wanted had their own reality TV show on E! Around that time, but I might be making that up. I might be making that up, but I feel like they had a US reality show as well. Chasing The Wanted. We're glad you came, wink. Lads.
Sponsored by Corona.
Sponsored by
Bex.
FHM. Yeah, and I mean, that show did like really well. I think ultimately it probably did just do better for them on UKE than it did on the US. But hey ho, like go out and make a splash, which they did. Their resume says not only they're a bad girl, but they've got hit TV shows on major networks with producers of Saved by the Bell. So...
shout out.
Saved by the Saturdays. That's what it should have been called. And it could have just gone to fans talking about how the Saturdays saved their life and then knock, knock on the door. Hi, I'm Molly from the Saturdays. Oh! So, yes, they released their EP, Chasing the Saturdays, and that was basically filled with singles that we've had so far in the UK. And, I mean, if you've got that back catalogue of hit, get it on an EP and slap it out there to the US market, eh?
It's got What About Us, it's got All Fired Up, Higher featuring Flo Rida, Notorious and Ego. So, you know, it's five tracks of all bangers.
I mean, why didn't they put Up on there? That's a question.
Interesting, yeah.
Saving it. So the EP charted at number 5 on the US Top Hit Seekers. So work. Do you know what I need, David? A gentleman.
You have a gentleman.
Yes, no, look. To wrap it up, I was trying to do a cheesy segue into the next thing. A gentleman is so 1995, so hard for a girl to find. A real husband, so 1999, so hard for a girl to find. Cause most dudes just hit it and quit it, and then they wonder why most girls just spit it. A gentleman, so 1995, so hard for a girl to find. You're not a lady if you're always on your knees. Shouldn't have to beg a gentleman, so please be gentle, please. Oh, you're beautiful. Now, this, as a lot of fans will point out, is very Girls Aloud circa chemistry. No, it's not. Not to me.
Really?
Not at all. No. Sorry, David. Sorry, but no.
Wow. What's really interesting is that Tinashe actually recorded a demo of
really?
This.
Really? Bet she would have done quite a cool version of this, actually.
For know. Sure.
Well, first off, is this like a year later? This is a year after 30 Days, over a year.
It is over a year.
Technically, 30 Days was the lead single and that album still isn't out. The Saturdays don't need to chase the UK in a way, you know. We are chasing the Saturdays whenever they want to drop release us with something. So this isn't my favourite track, David.
Right.
And I think that's why I'm so quick to put a stop to those Girls Aloud chemistry comparisons. I'm not a denier of anyone's comparisons. You have those opinions. And look, the big right back at your disagreement of 2020.
Mess.
But I must say, this has a fantastic video. Very fun.
Gorgeous.
Desperate Housewives-esque. They really were delivering great videos for us in this era. Like, I think the girls are really talented. I think it's a great video. It's an okay song. It's just a bit, I do think it's, for me, it's a bit naff. And
it does feel a little bit naff, though. Once you break down the lyrics where they're name-checking Denzel Washington, Ryan Gosling, Obama.
Yeah.
It just feels a little, listen, if this was a British version.
Yeah, like, I don't know, who would like
Eamon Holmes.
Oh, David. Like, you know, Philip Schofield, at least over Eamon
Philip
Holmes.
Philip Schofield.
I like Scofi. I like a motor. yeah, Philip Schofield.
Jonathan Ross.
Jonathan Ross, John Barrowman. Graham Norton. I mean, we need to list some straight people, but who else is there? Who's that guy that does...
Andy Peters.
Who's that guy that does the cooking on this morning? Gino DeCampo, is that his name?
Gino DeCampo.
Who else? Let us know who you think should be the British references. Adam Rickett, the soap hunks, like Gary Lucy. Do you know who Gary Lucy is, David? He was like a Hollyoaks heartthrob when I was growing up.
Sid Owen.
Sid Owen? How do you know who Sid Owen is?
Because I've been watching Celeb MasterChef. Is that a shock to you?
Yeah. Well, the fact that, like, Gary Lucy, you don't know, which I don't expect you to know, but...
Wait a minute, I've lost my ear. Hang on. I've got my ear back on now.
Sid Owen, he's getting a shout out when we do out, when we ever get round to that UK soap star to pop star episode.
Sid Owen had a single?
Had one single, yeah, at least one, yeah. I guess Peter Andre might get a reference on there. Who are some lads? Dermot O'Leary.
Simon Webb from Blue.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if it had
sexy.
Been a bit earlier. Sexy.
Sexy.
That's the girls in the interview. I think Simon Webb's sexy. Oh, yeah, I mean, what a hunk. A timeless hunk. We'll end on Simon Webb. You can't get better than that. So anyway, that's Gentleman. Is there any more you want to say on the song?
No, I think we've got our Gentleman, yes. Did we talk about chart position?
Not yet. So this song peaked at number 14 in the UK, 10 in Scotland and 28 in Ireland. Maybe What About Us was still overshadowing Gentlemen because it was a big hit.
Yeah, I feel like this single was a little bit overlooked. If you're not on the blogosphere, quote unquote, at that time, like, would you have known about Gentlemen?
Really? No, I didn't know. And I think it is interesting that this was the third single, considering what they have up their sleeve next. Here we go, David. This is what is not only my favourite song of this episode, but my favourite song of the Saturdays, Disco Love.
In the words of Danny Minogue, I was not expecting this.
I wasn't expecting that at all, looks to the camera. You know when you just love a song so much that, to me, this is a song that hits you a little too hard with joy and emotion when you've had too much to drink.
Oh.
You know?
I've got a few of those songs, yeah. Yeah. But also, I have to say, Disco Love is probably in there for me as well.
And
yeah.
I think part of why I love this so much is I only discovered this song either last year or the year before.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of this was so lost for me, which is why I've loved this journey. It was when Anne-Marie released 2002 and people were saying, so I don't know if that was last year, the year before, or maybe even the year before that. People were saying on Twitter, like, these retro songs are great, but people get the references so wrong. Like, you can't list Baby One More Time in a song called 2002. And people were saying that the best reference of Baby One More Time is the Saturday's Disco Love. And I thought, well, I better check that out. And then I discovered my favourite ever Saturday song and I did not know how this passed me by. There was like Insta stories of me at work late on my own blasting this out. David Lim is shooketh.
My jaws are on the floor. Sorry, I haven't got anything to say. I'm... how have you kept this from me? B.
Yeah. Or David, how have you kept this from me? We lived together for a long time.
I played a lot of shit while we were living together. How did you not know this? I thought you knew.
You do deserve a contribution to Music Award for what you've just introduced to me alone.
I'm actually shocked that Anne-Marie brought you here. Like, that is really great for Anne-Marie. And we need good British pop girls to be in the game. And Anne-Marie is very deserving of that. But I never thought that she would be your beacon into disco fucking love.
I just had a lot on my mind for those few years, really. It was a big time in my life. And I'm catching up now. And I'm so glad that I did. I think that's why I love it even more. You know how like we love so much of this stuff so much? It's because it was unavailable to me in a way. So I know I love it even more. We're here now, and that's all that matters.
Exactly. Here and now. I'm not going to sing it again, but yeah.
And then also, the music video is so fun in a way that it straddles... I'm not saying it's a naff video, but it straddles that borderline of it perfectly. It's fun, it's kitsch. And like something like this needs to be like tacky in a sexy way. And that is what is perfect about it. This has the iconic B-side On the Radio. I love a quick, hashed out, throwaway cover of On the Radio. I have a playlist just of covers of On the Radio and covers of On the Radio. Martin had it as a big single. It was the B-side of Michelle McManus's Winner single. There are a bunch of On the Radio covers. Obviously, Donna Summer recorded it. Selena did a really famous cover of it. You know, it's just... and then obviously J-Lo, who played Selena, did a cover, which isn't on streaming. I think it was just used for an advert or something.
I think it was in between the kind of...
Between Louis Vuitton's and what was next.
Yeah, it was the Love era. It was good. It was nice.
Like, that is what I'm here for in life. It's a great song. You don't need to change it. Just get the karaoke track. Even just get Martine's version and sing over the top. Like, Martine's the sixth Saturday. Just get it on. Get it on. And then I love how they tease that at the beginning. So, like, if we circle right back to Notorious, they had a little play of Notorious at the beginning and then went into it. What I love about this is you've got a little tease of the B-side and then the big song.
Yes. It sounded really loud.
When Kelly Rowland does the Donna Summer biopic, Rochelle needs to do the stage version in the UK or like the ITV miniseries, because they both have like, they could both do such a great Donna Summer look. Like when Rochelle has that curly hair, you know, I would like, Rochelle could like, I think her voice would lend like disco as well. She could just drop release a Donna Summer EP. Like let's get Kelly do it, because that is like the passion project. And then like, Rochelle can do the UK tour or something, like, or a celebration of, or I can't believe that's not happened yet, you know. I think the world needs more Donna Summer celebration regardless, which I think we do, but always needs more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Disco Love made number 5 in the UK, Welcome Back Girls, number 4 in Scotland, number 9 in Ireland, and number 10 on the Euro Digital Song Sales Chart.
All it shows is that we need to come back with that song, and you're here for it. So look, I think we can clearly say it's a right back at your favourite. So, you know, that single, and then the next week the album comes out. Now, what I must say, especially in this era, they're very ballsy with this singles and album, because, you know, it's normally one or two singles, then an album, then a third and a fourth if you're really lucky. We're at like fourth single and the album.
So, October 2013, we are here with Living for the Weekend, which is the last Saturday's studio album today.
Today, yes. It is a perfect title, I think. You know how it's like Destiny Fulfilled, Living for the Weekend? Like, even if it was unintentional, that is a great title.
At the time, I remember just thinking, what's the direction of this? Like, it kind of started to look and feel like a compilation album, rather than us being served like a whole cohesive era with a strong look and vision.
Yeah, because it is like half the album is singles. But then also, credit to it, because that kind of speaks volumes for an album as well, you know.
So this album, I have to say, there's no real reason to dislike it, but also I don't feel a great deal of love and affection for it like I did with On Your Radar. I don't know.
I think considering, yeah, look, you know, the album is varied, but then also, like, if you've been a Saturdays fan from the beginning, I guess this is kind of what you want from your albums, you know? I have one standout track on this album. Do you want to guess it, or should I just go for it?
I'm going to guess Don't Let Me Dance Alone.
Don't Let Me Dance Alone is the one I have in capital letters. Banging album track there.
Yes.
I mean, they could have just done the singles and Don't Let Me Dance Alone, and that could be the album.
Do a small album, not a big one. So, Living for the Weekend is the first album where we've had heavyweight American producers and hit songwriters involved, but it never actually felt like they were hijacking the Saturdays project. It still very much feels and hits the mark like a Saturdays album, but just with a more international top 40 radio sound. We've had Dark Child, who did the track Lease My Love. We've had Jim Johnson, who's worked with Beyonce and Usher. And also randomly, Amber Riley from Glee, who has a writing credit on Leave a Light On.
Bloody hell, girl.
I have to say, I really like the bonus track, Wildfire, which was produced by The Alias, who have done a few remixes for the Saturdays in the past.
I think David Lynn Wildfire would be a great name for one of your albums. I'm just a wildfire, and that's why I called the album Wildfire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seriously, who's inviting this guy to the meeting still? So, album's out, and it does really well. Top 10 here in the UK. Hits number 10 in the UK, 11 in Scotland, 16 in Ireland, and number 25 on the US Top Hit Seekers chart.
Come on, Heat Seekers chart.
So, you know, that is like cult following the Saturday of the in the US. I wonder if there's a cult US Saturdays Hive. Get on board. Let us know if you are a part of the US Hive. When Twitter started, I felt like I just followed sort of every account. Like, that's a pop-related account. I have to follow it. And I remember following something like Alexandra Burke, US fan account, and things like that. It was just, yep, follow, 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 follow. So look, Saturday's US Hive, let us know where you're at.
And actually, Twitter has been great for me, especially in the early days, because I was living in Australia and I was able to follow and chat with pop fans and bloggers from the UK and America. And, you know, some of them have become like real life friends as well. So
that's lovely. Yeah, you're definitely, I just tweet shit. Your Twitter is a lot more heart than mine does. Aww. That's what you follow Love Limmy for. Pop, truth, heart, PR.
It's just
all of it. Media, yeah, content. Lip sync occasionally from the Insta stories made its way to Twitter. Next up, we have Not Giving Up, the fifth single, David.
Oh, this one is a standout from the album. Like, they were really treating us fans when they serviced this as a single. Truly.
I think this is a fab fifth single. The video is kind of very similar to what we saw with Kelly Rowland's work.
Yes, with the simple lightsabers, very chic, sultry, modern.
You know, I would love a sexy light and to dance with it in a studio. It shows that, look, you don't have the budget left to do those big videos that you've had before. So you do something creative and sexy. You just need a warehouse. You need lighting. You need choreography. If you do that all well, what more do you need? And I think they executed it brilliantly.
Also, just to say, this song was co-written with DNA, an Australian hitmaker duo, very known for working with Sony Music Australia darlings like Jessica Malboy, Delta, Samantha Jade, The Veronicas.
Legends only.
Dami Im's Sound of Silence. Actually, DNA did four of Australia's Eurovision song entries, I believe. So, you know, I was like really excited to see them in the credits.
That is Australian chef's kiss. So this charted at number 19 here in the UK, 15 in Scotland and 26 in Ireland. Brilliant fifth single. Well done, girls. Next up, the Saturdays are releasing a greatest hits.
It feels a little bit emotional to be talking about a greatest hits. Like, we're not used to this, like, you know, to be able to follow such a hugely successful career over two episodes and to see it honoured and celebrated like this properly. Like, it's a real blessing.
Most of our acts, if they're not, you know, a group anymore, or like a solo artist like Billie Pipe who doesn't sing anymore, we've had so much time to like come to terms with it. Whereas this, especially for me, who's kind of like re-fallen in love with them and really re-appreciated them, It feels like they've like come so quickly and gone even quicker. And I'm like, oh!
It's too sudden, isn't it?
In terms of our podcast, at least, this is really recent. This is like breaking news.
When people see greatest hits, they think, oh, well, it's, we're looking back, it's a retrospective. Usually it's when the time is coming to an end.
No.
But for you guys, it's not.
Definitely not. No, we see it like it's a, we've come to the point where we have enough hits to put on a greatest hits, and it's sort of our journey so far, like a celebration of. This is our 18th single now with What Are You Waiting For? So, no, it's definitely a celebration. Yeah. Definitely. It's not the end, because we actually have another album coming out later this year, which we've been working on. So.
And what a way to do it, though, instead of disappearing. So, look, we've got What Are You Waiting For here, which is the lead single of a greatest hits, and we've got a greatest hits tour. So that is fab. Shall we start off with talking about What Are You Waiting For?
Yes, they are not messing about with this one. This is the Saturdays knowing just what people want and expect from them, especially for the summer months. Like, they want a huge club banger. It's something you want to listen to at Mahiki. It's something you want to get into on your EasyJet flight out to Mykonos or, you know, the Canary Islands. Like, they know exactly what their demographic needs from them.
Now, I think this is a really fun track. I think it's a really lovely, fun holiday video, and they deserve it.
I think it's really sweet that they get to do this fun kind of girls' getaway video for their last single. You know, it's just, it's a much more positive note to end on. And, you know, rather than doing like the kind of obligatory ballad where everyone's looking sad and it's cold and it's wintry, like, this just feels like you're sending them off on an eternal vacation where the Saturdays are always in the sunshine and, you know, they're eternally happy in our minds. So I kind of like that. I think it's really sweet.
It is quite sad in a way that it's the last one, because they all look so happy and together. And so hopefully it was just a real celebration for them behind the scenes. I hope they got some downtime on this gorgeous shoot. I want this holiday. Now, look, and we're going to end it how a lot of the Saturdays video have been, more product placement. There's some great First Choice, which is like the holiday company product placement in here. No shade to First Choice, but I think this is a much more glamorous holiday than you might get with First Choice. Hawaiian Tropic, I think the suntan lotion, or I don't know if that's suntan lotion or Malibu, I'm not sure. Either way, love it that it's there. I also think this is a better holiday quote-unquote video than the Missing You video. I don't know if you recall that. That was kind of... This, again, is kind of like a part two, but this is like a level up, I think.
You know, what I really like about this single is actually the kind of memories that are attached to it, you know? Like, it was synonymous with the first summer I spent in London, like, living in London. So, you know, I just remember all the excitement, all the years I spent wishing I could live in the UK and live in London, and finally I'm here. And, you know, sadly, all my favorite pop groups have disbanded or stopped touring. You know, Spice Girls, Sugar Babes.
Yeah, you get here and then you're like, where have they gone?
Just, so when the opportunity came to be able to see the Saturdays live, I'm like, I have to see them. Like, they're literally the last British girl group out there, so I can't not see them.
I could just imagine you at the O2 box office. Hello, do you have any upcoming shows for Girls Aloud? No. Do you have any upcoming shows for the Saturdays? Yes. Oh, great, I'll have a ticket, thank you. I wouldn't pinpoint this song as the end of the Saturdays. I would say the end of the Saturdays is celebrating with a greatest hits and a big greatest hits tour. So this song charted at 38 in the UK, 12 in Scotland. That's quite a big difference, and 89 in Ireland. Now, I'm going to say everyone just went out and bought the album, which
yes,
you would,
I mean,
wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you go buy the album? As someone on Twitter once said, the best Saturdays album is The Greatest Hits, Finest Selection, The Greatest Hits. Like, it's literally a no-skip body of work. So The Saturdays' Greatest Hits came with three new tracks, including the single What Are You Waiting For? But we also have 808, written by Camille, once again, and Walking Through the Desert, a really Radio 2 fun mid-tempo. Now, I love and I'm obsessed with 808.
Like, hot like an 808.
Rochelle's rap singy verse, like, obsessed with it. Love it. Take it outside, hot top front, cause you gotta sing right. Only one night, it's you and I. Yeah, you can run, but you better not hide. No, I mean your face, give me that face. Speaking so hot, blowing out of space. So what's it gonna take? Tonight won't wait, wait. Won't wait for nothing, you should see me now. I started something. I thought 808 was a single. I thought there was more singles, I thought there was more new singles from the greatest hits. I had to double check again when they weren't listed on there, and I thought that was a single. Wow.
The mind plays devious tricks on you, David Lynn, doesn't it? So, yeah, I mean, that is a banging new track for the greatest hits. That's worth your buck. The greatest hits charted at number 10 in the UK, which is a brilliant chart position.
Amazing.
And again shows that, as you would, everyone's going to run out and buy the greatest hits as opposed to, you know, the one single. When, you know, for like £9 more, you could just get all the tracks. Number 9 in Scotland and number 32 in Ireland. Plus, on the deluxe edition, you get all the B-sides. So, and that's on Spotify too. So that's,
you know,
great.
You can tell that Team The Saturdays have really thought about the fan experience, and, you know, they approach this as a real celebratory package that also works to draw in casual listeners, like, you know, the people that maybe know one or two singles but want to be inspired to check out the whole thing. But at the same time, looking at the package, like, it's a real reward for their diehard fans as well. Like, they put some thought into the artwork, the collage style. I absolutely love it. The photo shoot, like, everything just feels like a proper send-off, a proper acknowledgement of this era, rather than a kind of last-minute slapdash, here you go.
So they obviously rounded everything up with a huge arena greatest hits tour.
Yes.
That is a way to say, see you later, you know, end on a high, because a lot of our favourite bands that we've covered, unfortunately, don't get to end on that
we
note.
We have been blessed, honey.
So really, hats off to the girls. How many albums is that? 4 plus an EP? 4 plus 2 EPs in a way, including the US EP, plus a greatest hits, and ending on an arena tour for now. Look, we don't know. We're gagging for them to... Twitter's proved that we're gagging for them to, like, surprise us with a reunion.
Yes, absolutely. Like, honestly, that's just so much affection for the Saturdays still. Like, it's, you know, really not that distant a memory. You know, it's actually a little bit weird and scary to think that they broke up when I moved to London. And actually this December, I'm celebrating 7 years here. So it kind of feels like enough time has passed, but it's still fresh and relevant in our minds. So Saturdays, whenever you're ready, we are ready for you.
Did you get to go to this arena tour?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I couldn't not go to this tour. You know, like, the girls put on a super polished show, and I think that was possibly even my first time seeing a show at Wembley Arena, SSE Wembley or whatever it's called. I just remember just thinking, you know what, the production values are up to a 10 out of a 10. You know, the girls are sounding great live. The costume was incredible. Like, there was just a vision, a moment of them in the gold costumes where I just thought, do you know what? Like, they've done well.
What a girl band discography we've had a trip down. What a history trip we've taken over these two episodes. The Grease 1 and 2 of our podcast, The Saturdays.
Iconic references.
From 2008 to 2014. That is quite the trip and quite the girl band. Mm. What they did is really, I don't think, celebrated enough. As we've said on this podcast, they really did carry the torch when no one else was doing it in a way. They were the most successful UK girl band in the early 2010s. And, you know, I think they were the last big non-reality TV show formed, big label band in this sense, in terms of a manufactured pop band. And I mean that in a fabulous way, not in a derogatory way.
For sure. You know, like, I don't think we even realize how good we had it back then. Like, you know, with the Pussycat Dolls, Girls Aloud, The Saturdays, Sugar Babes, Destiny's Child, like, girl bands these days are now a bit of a rarity because, you know, as we know, record labels realise how expensive they are and, you know, the music industry isn't what it used to
be. Yeah, we've had Little Mix in the UK. We've had Fifth Harmony in the US. Both of those formed on reality TV shows. That is not taking away from what Little Mix do because they are amazing and rightly so carrying the torch
yes.
now. But other than that, that's it. And we should be like drenched in girl bands. You know, there's so many talented females in this world. There's so many talented people in this world. We should be inundated with them because, you know, we don't just need one to take up our streams.
Exactly. Hopefully we'll see more come up in the years to come. I mean, I can't wait to see who are the new girls of this decade. You know, we want to see more labels investing in girl groups. We have some amazing solo acts right now out there, but there is nothing like the power of a girl group, and that is what we stand.
Yeah. So, look, we must say all the girls of the Saturdays are doing really well in their own fields, you know, doing a lot. We've seen Frankie on Strictly.
Yes,
she's
Frankie.
Doing so much great work for mental health. Imagine if when we were growing up, if a big pop star was talking out about mental health, I just think that would mean so much. And it's great that someone in her position is doing that.
Honestly, it takes so much courage to be as candid and open as she has been. And, you know, Frankie's been open and been doing this well before it was commonplace for celebrities to be talking about depression and mental health. So, you know, hats off to Frankie. Thank you for all that you do and for opening the door and for normalizing the conversation because we should all be talking about it.
Rochelle is a national treasure, killing it on TV presenting. I mean, it's really interesting because obviously she was doing a lot of that between S Club 8 and the Saturdays. So it's kind of a return to roots in one sense, and she's absolutely brilliant at it. Molly is, you know, a pop sweetheart and radio host, Radio 1 host, prime time. You know, is it the breakfast slot she does, something like that?
It's a big gig.
Yeah, you know. And then, you know, Vanessa and Una killing it doing their own music.
Yes, Una, queen of country.
We must shout out to Molly King's banger, Hair Down. We're still waiting for some follow-up bangers to go with that because it is addictive. It's stuck in our minds ever since she's released it. And then we must shout out to, we tried to see Una at C2C Festival the year we saw Liz McLaren perform, actual Liz.
Yeah, we did. Actual
but she was
Liz.
Performing and in a stage that the queue was too long and not moving, so we completely missed her slot. I mean, that's high demand.
It's such a travesty we didn't get to see Una, but, you know, it will have to be next time, once this is all over and we can.
And all the girls.
And, like, seriously, all the love to all the girls on their solo endeavours. Like, we are here for it.
Look, girls, we're here for you. We celebrate your success together and separately. It's all extremely deserved. And keep on killing it. And look, apparently there's no plans, rumours keep popping up, but we are ready and waiting and excited for a Saturday's reunion as and when. Whenever you want, whenever you fancy it, we are close to the edge of desire. It feels so hot, and we've got that fire. Now, David, before we go completely, I want to ask you and end this episode on what are your top three Saturday songs of the whole career?
I'm going to say number one song is Not That Kind of Girl, the Notorious B-side. Number two will have to be Disco Love. Absolutely love it. And bear in mind, I'm going to probably change all this by the time this episode's out.
Look,
I'm going to say Puppet. I'm going to say Puppet. Yeah.
Like a puppet on a string.
And JB, what about you?
Look, I'm going to be really basic. I'm really sorry, everyone. I'm going to be really basic and obvious. I think I'm going to go with number three at Higher. Honourable mentions to All Fired Up and Notorious. And I might go on record on social media to completely change this by the time our episode's out. So three is Higher. 2 is Up and number 1 is Disco Love. Sorry, I'm basic, I'm obvious, I know.
Unanimous love for Disco Love. Like, in this house, we stand Disco Love.
But look, they're all killers, so there's no harm in loving them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a perfect place to end on, David. Do you have anything else to say about the Saturdays? It is all love here. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us.
Yes.
Girls, we wish you all the love to you and the team at Fascination.
Hats off to you, Team Saturdays.
Hats off on your incredible work and your pop legacy. We are right back at you. You can follow us at Right Back Pod on all socials. Please do give us a little 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you subscribe. And if you've not already subscribed, hit that subscribe button. And please tell your pop loving friends. I'm at Dr_Joel. Be on all socials. And this national treasure is
at Love Limmy.
So look, guys, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe. Stay, you know, as happy as you can. We're in a weird place. Feel free to DM us. We love hearing from you. We've got some really exciting plans and things coming up for you. So keep your eyes peeled and followed and keep loving pop. It's the escapism we all need and love.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
What's going to play us out? Hair Down. Na 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 na